Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, petty bitches. Hi, everyone. This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victoria's Secret. It is Wednesday. This is
Victoria can't hear beats and she can't hear count-ins. So, so that's why she's never on the actual hey, petty bitches. Because even when she's looking at me on the camera saying, hey, petty bitches, she's still 3 fucking beats behind. Like, un-fucking believable.
What can I say? Every girl needs a second. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Take a second. 5, 6, 7, 4.
That's what Dolly always says when I'm dancing. That like it's like I'm dancing on 1, 5, 7, 4, 2, 8.
It's true. And that's dancing is a loose word. So we're back after Pride. Has everything settled down? I just feel like things have kind of gone back to normal a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Honestly, come here though, I'm not dealing with the weather very well. I don't enjoy this sticky feeling in Dublin. Like, sticky Vicky. Oh my God, sticky Vicky.
Sticky Vicky makes me icky.
Yeah, like, very that. Yeah, I'm looking out the window right now. I'm not, like, you know, everyone wants to go off to the park and, like, drink cans and this.
No.
I don't. Like, and there's no beer gardens in Dublin. There's none.
Opium have actually a really nice one.
I was thinking about that yesterday. Yeah.
They actually do have a nice one. And there's another one that I recently discovered. I can't remember where it was. But, yeah, no, see, we're not cut out for it. Because as soon as someone goes to the issue of, like, decorating a new area, then it just starts pissing rain for like monsoon season. It's just like constantly raining forever.
Yesterday I tried to go for dinner and there's a couple of restaurants that do have outdoor areas, and because it's a wet bus yesterday Wednesday today yesterday was Tuesday they were like, oh no, they're not open today, they only open on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I was like, we have 6 sunny days a year and you're not opening your terrace today. Like, I was full on going Karen,
come on, name and shame, who were they?
I went to Mama Yo, I went to 777, I can't remember, I went to a few. Eventually I ended up sitting on like outside Fade Street, and to be honest, Dublin does love sticking a chair on the side of a street and calling that outdoor eating, and that's what I settled for in the end. Do you know what I mean?
I saw this TikTok the other day of somebody was coming out and said, my favourite little quaint cafe in Dublin with such stunning views, and it was, you know, that spar at the start of, you know, opposite Trinity College?
Yeah.
And it's like right opposite the Bank of Ireland, and it's like particularly kind of gross and grey there, and it's just like they were playing that music, you know, it's like a symphony song. Do, 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 do. You know that song? Yeah. It's like, I don't know what song it is, but it's on loads of those TikTok videos, and it's real, like, when something's real glam, and they just walk out, and there's just, like, two chairs, and just, like, an old railing. Like, it's, like, it looks like almost, like, a prison cafe.
Yeah, like, it was probably a song from Bridgerton. Do you know that kind of way? That old, ye that's old it. Fancy moment. Yeah. Like, honestly, we love like, doing that. What is that about? Like, give us some spaces in the city that we could actually sit without having to, like, have Mary and Jim walking down the street having a good nose while you're trying to eat a little sandwich and a side of chips. Do you know what I mean?
I know. And it's, yeah, it's just, and every time when you're sitting outside as well, it's just, you're constantly, like, harassed by, like homeless people and people begging and, like, just, or people having fights on the street. Obviously, like, no, I'm a nosy bitch. Mm. So I love a good, like, deep dive.
Okay,
but
well,
it's very, well, this, we're not cut out for it.
We're not. And this is weird timing. Okay. So just because you said that, there's someone begging outside my local Spar at the moment, and he's being quite, like, homophobic at the same time. Like, I've heard him say homophobic things. Like, he's
to you?
No, to my boyfriend. I don't have a very welcoming face. Let's put that out there. Do you know what I mean? I have resting bitch face. So now
that's when, put it mildly.
When I'm walking past him, now when he asks for money, because of that, I just go really, like, directly, no. Do you know what I mean? Whereas normally, like, if I have money on me, I'll be like, yeah. Or if I've nothing on me, I always answer and say, I'm so sorry, I've nothing on me right now. But because he's, like, actively, you know, causing hate crimes around the corner, I'm annoyed. Like, I'm annoyed. And I'm like, hold on. So wait, you're there, you know, like, hoping that people are going to be somewhat generous. And at the same time, you're going, ah, fuck these fucking gays. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, no. So I said it to the owners of the shop as well last week.
Oh. And what did they say?
They apologized. They said, you know, we're having a lot of issues with this person, that for the same reasons. They're like, you know, being verbally abusive to people.
Well, there's so much going on now, and it's kind of terrible, because, like, there is, like, actually, like, let's just be real, there is, like, a homeless crisis going on. So there's a lot of people that are actually on the streets that are genuinely, like, really struggling. Mm-hmm. But there's one guy that actually is begging at our local shop as well. And, like, I live obviously, like, near kind of Google, and there's, like, a lot of people kind of coming and going. It's busy, like, it's like fucking O'Connell Street at times. Mm-hmm. And I've heard these other guys, like, I remember I was walking to the shop before, and I was standing in front of these two guys, and they were only after coming out of the shop, and they were like, oh, did you see our man Johnny's still there? Mm-hmm. He's like, he's gas, isn't he? He's like, yeah, ran into him up in the pub. So he begs there, then goes up, changes into, like, nice clothes in the pub, mm-hmm. and then just goes off home. He's not homeless at all.
Yeah.
Like, so they were like, they knew him. And they were like, he sits there, like, for days. So I don't know if he's making money or what's going on. But like, only for I heard that my own ears. And I had given him money before.
Mm-hmm. And you were just thinking,
you just feel a bit, yeah.
I'm lying in the pockets for a few pints. Now, like, I mean, let's face it. Dublin, I think I saw somewhere recently, Dublin is now officially the, like, most expensive place to live in Europe. And that would not surprise me, because, girl, like, what is going on? A chicken fillet roll, like, not to bring it down to the most basic thing, used to be, like, what was it, $2.99, including a bottle of water, and you'd get, like, cheese, lettuce, and one filling or something.
Now, not you, no, the price of a full chicken fillet roll with extra toppings. And me, like, I was like, no idea how much that costs, and you're like, $2.99, extra cheese, water.
But now, like, I saw, like, someone tweet about it, the roll alone is, like, $6.49. I mean, come on, lads.
That's crazy.
What's going on? And not to mention, like, the cost of, like, electricity just hopping out at you every week. So, yeah, I get that, like, he could be in a difficult place, but, like, he ain't going to get nowhere with me by, you know, using words that I don't appreciate. So now I'm just doing, and yesterday he said, you're very assertive, aren't you? And I was waiting for him to say something, but again, I have resting bitch face, so he didn't say it. He won't say it to me.
It's like, and I understand their frustration. It's like, if somebody's actually genuinely homeless and struggling, like, it must be absolutely horrific. And I think, so I think the saddest part is that I think sometimes you see people, it's like they, it's almost like they're just not seen by people, and I think that is really hard. Mm-hmm. But also, that's not the way to go about it.
No, and that is why I always answer people, because I think there's nothing worse than, like, you know, going in and out.
Ignoring them.
Like, they're not invisible. We can see them. And let's face it, we all have an element of guilt walking past these people too. Because, you know, some of them have found themselves in those situations that were totally out of their control. But like, this is a very different kind of topic for our podcast.
I know. Listen, we're like social warriors here today. But long story short, it was like, you know, because everyone's kind of trying to get the place pedestrianized so that there's more sit-out areas. But like, what's going to happen like come November when like everyone's like, can we sit inside? It's a bit cold. And you're like, nobody wants to sit outside when it's fucking pissing rain. And also, I was like, I am one of these people. I like to get dropped to the door. If I'm in a taxi, I don't want the taxi to go, oh, this is as far as I can take you because the street is fucking pedestrianised. No. Drive me to the door. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not really fully up for pedestrianisation.
I mean, are you talking about so that they can get more tables on the streets?
Yeah, so that people can just sit around, like, sit outside and, you know, have people walking up and down the middle of the road. Like, for what? Like, what if someone's in a wheelchair and they can't get dropped to the door? Yeah. What about if somebody's has a disability and they can't get to the door because somebody wants to sit and have a latte outside? I don't think that's particularly fair, do you?
No, I mean, honestly, I'm coming at it more from I love a bougie spot and I don't want to be sitting on the side of a smelly street, do you know what I mean? Like, they'd stick you in a bus stop during the pandemic. They literally would put you in the bus stop going, now, would you like the steak and chips, sir? That'd be 120 euros.
That's what I mean. Like, let's not kid ourselves. Like, our outdoor pedestrianisation areas, like, this is not, you know, Barcelona. This is Dublin. This is dingy Dublin.
Yeah.
Like, let's be fucking real.
Yeah, I did.
Unless it's closed off and safe. Who wants to be sitting there where your like bags get robbed and all that kind of stuff? No, not a hope.
Completely. I actually have an update for the Domino story from the last episode. But if you could just remind me to say it during our Patreon episode, because it's a little gas. So just remind me.
In what way? In what way?
There's just now more to it, but I'd rather be on the Patreon bit because I'm a bit mortified for about myself as well.
Okay. Speaking of Domino's, I just saw somebody just send a video to me of Katy Perry at a club throwing Domino's, slices of Domino's into the crowd, to the gays. And she was like, they were like, feed the gays, Katy, and she was throwing slices of pizza. And they were like, they were going mad like piranhas in a tank, like trying to get the slice of pizza. But I've been doing this new number at the George where I have McNuggets, where I throw McNuggets out.
Okay, nice. Jesus, to me, your budget must got raised, did you? If you can afford to buy McNuggets. It is,
I got a raise. Yeah, I know, and I wouldn't even mind, right? But last week when I ordered the nuggets, I ordered the nuggets to arrive. And then when I ordered them the week after, I was like, oh my God, they're gone up. I was like, they literally went up 20 cents like in the space of a week. But I threw out chicken nuggets into the audience tonight and I hit this poor girl right in the face with 6 chicken nuggets, like slap bang right into the face. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And she was like, it's okay. She was like waving the nuggets. She was delighted. She got some.
I can raise you on that because it was Easter and I was in, I'm going to say Cardiff. And Paul, who runs Holy Tea, bought 20 Easter eggs. No, correction, 40 Easter eggs. And he was like, give them out at the end of the show. So myself, Cheryl, and I think it might have been Blue, were all throwing them into the audience. But I got a bit adventurous and I decided to kick one out into the audience. Well, wasn't I the worst? Like, I'm terrible at sports. So instead of kicking it up into the air, I kicked it right at someone who was sitting in front of me in the face. So it just went into the face. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, there's nothing worse. Like, it's like the guilt, and you're like, you're on stage, and like, usually it's fine. But there's been a few moments over the years where I've seen people get literally whacked in the face. Like, do you remember, is it Miguel? I think it was Miguel, that singer, jumped in. He was at like the American Music Awards, or he was like trying to do the sexy dance, and he jumped right on this woman's head, like literally landed flat on her head. Just like imagine being there at a show, like just watching, and then the artist just like landing on top of you. Like really painfully.
I mean, it's happened in Dublin, let's be real, but like...
yeah, it has. I don't want to say for legal reasons. I don't want to imply anyone.
Queen, you know who you are.
You know who you are, Pixie Woo.
Yeah, like honestly, I think especially when we're on stage in like smaller spaces and we can access the crowd, like we might think that something's gonna, oh, this is gonna be fab, gonna be gorge, and then next sudden you're Avril Nitre who's after smashing the mirror behind her. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, no, it's not the worst. Did someone share the video with me as well online of you know, one of those like racers that kind of do those tracks that are kind of circular?
Oh yeah.
And like he lost control of the bike, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know what that sport is called. It's like they cycle almost in a circle, but it's like really high speed racing. Mm-hmm. And he lost the like control of his bike, but flew over the banisters and uses like 8-year-old ginger child as like a human shield.
Oh my god!
And like, somebody caught it in slow motion, and her face is like different elements of like horrifying. And then he just lands on top of her, which is actually like hilarious.
Was the kid okay?
Who cares?
That kind of reminds me. Obviously, everyone's talking about drag queen story time, and I definitely don't want to get into the politics of it all, because it's really just them coming for it is just a front for other types of homophobia. But what I'm really enjoying is Davina's approach to it, going, I don't even want to perform for kids. They can get fucked, like, basically.
I think it's fucking weird. I'm like, who the fuck wants to be like... Like, drag to me is like, should be in a nightclub. It should be like, you should be able to like stick up your finger and fucking, you know, pull beads out
your
arse.
Point. Your point is, I hate kids.
My point is,
so not just want to be out there performing for children. Like,
absolutely.
And I've been howling because, like, I'm sure when some of them get those replies, they're like, oh, we've nowhere to go now. Okay, great. Lovely.
Oh my God. So I posted an ad about our bus tour, which is happening on the 20th of August, by the way. Just a little plug there.
Oh, yes. There's Patty Little Tour is
our next. Well, 6 seats right now. They might not be tomorrow, but just get on the website if you are interested in coming on our...
Beep, beep. Toot, toot.
Yes, so...
I just posted... Just give me the filthies for singing.
No, I'm sorry, your camera just turned off.
Oh.
That's what I was looking at. No. So, it says, recording continues smoothly. Live video will return when your internet improves.
Oh.
So you must be having dodgy signal at the moment.
Testicle issues.
But yes, so I posted an ad and then this guy replied under it saying, could anyone tell me why drag queens are so determined to have children in their audience? And I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I don't want kids anywhere near me. I was like, I hate children.
Yeah.
And then everyone just kind of started like getting on the bandwagon. But then fights start breaking out in the comments and I knew where he was going with it. And I was just like, oh, here, I don't need this. This is just like, this is a ridiculous conversation. This is going to a completely dark place. So I just deleted the comment. I was like, just bland him and deleted him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just
there
mental.
There is something in those ads. I don't know where they're going, but they seem to manage to reach these people who hate us and hate gay people. Because...
Yeah. And I have to say, though, since our... Like post-COVID, everyone is more angry. Everyone has something to say. There was never this kind of abuse around before.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I think a big part of it is a lot of the kind of woke brigade that focus on small things have actually, I think, like awoken the Kraken. And I think that there's like this weird kind of like eye roll movement. Do you know what I mean? Where people are just like ready to just give out and moan about everything, where it's like, the bigger picture is not being seen. You know, does that make sense?
I think if they bought chicken fillet rolls back to $2.99, that we wouldn't have half these problems anymore.
No, because the vegans would be out in force kicking up fucking murder. And that's exactly where, that says it all. That's exactly where we're at as a fucking society. It's like, you can't even enjoy a fucking chicken fillet roll anymore without being guilted into it.
I was not ready. So, yeah, so, I was not ready for that vegan part because my headphones fell off.
Fell off with the shock.
Come here, I haven't listened to the Beyonce album. I need to listen to it. I know you're celebrating Beyonce tomorrow.
Oh, celebrating Dizzy, celebrating Dolly, celebrating Beyonce. We celebrate all the old queens and the George.
Yeah.
We're celebrating Renaissance tomorrow night at the George, courtesy of Sony Music. We have lots of giveaways, blah blah blah. I've listened to a little bit of it.
And
am I what?
Are you gonna perform a Beyonce song?
Yeah, I'll perform some of our older stuff that I prefer.
Okay.
To put it like that.
Okay, fair. Okay. So there'll
be... Like, there will be, of course, new elements. Like, I have some Vogers coming in and it's going to be a celebration course of that new album. But I kind of prefer Beyonce back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm just being real. I prefer a B-Day Beyoncé. I prefer a 4 Beyoncé was my favourite. Mm-hmm. Like, how could you beat, like, a Love on Top? How could you beat End of Time? How could you beat that era? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just when you mentioned Vogers, I did as part of the tour last week, we had a choreographer in to, like, teach us. So she was trying to teach us how to do, like, voguing with our hands, like, twisting the wrists. And after a day, I was like, hold on a minute. I said, my wrists are just not moving like that. So I said, we're going old school Cheryl Cole here. We're going to put one hand up. We're going to do this instead. You know, Cheryl did her version of voguing for Fight for This Love, where she just did a little flop of the wrist.
That was just side to side.
Yeah. I was like, that is the most you're going to get out of me. I was like, I'm going to look like a fool. Voguing. I am a 29-year-old woman. I'm not voguing.
Okay. Yeah. What's called? Do you mean, when you say Vogue, do you mean people who smoke Vogue cigarettes?
Oh my God. Do they still exist? They used to be so fancy, little skinny ones.
Real skinny, real glam Vogue cigarettes. I don't know even what was the point of them. Oh. Like, were they menthol or something?
I don't know. 20 Vogues, please. 20 Vogues.
Yeah, I'm going to have a Vogue, please.
Now it's just Vogue Wilson trying to sell you fairy liquid and Brillo pads on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. And try to say, make sure you close the caps so the kids don't get into them. I believe in fucking bottles of it open around the house. Just like trying to get rid of ants.
I'm mad jealous.
Everyone
wants her to do an ad at the moment. I'm like, where's my Brillo pad ad? Oh, I don't even know what a Brillo pad is.
Oh, God. Come here. Do you know what? Actually, I've been falling down little TikTok holes over the last while. And I came across this one the other day and it really just made me hell because it brought me back to the pandemic time.
Yeah.
Was all these people. How did I miss this during COVID? Like, I feel so raging. This would have brought me so much joy. People Zoom bombing meetings. What? Like Zoom bombers. Have you seen them? So there's all these people sharing, like, you know, if people were having get-togethers on Zoom, like a prayer meeting or a singer-songwriter night, and then they just share the meeting code out, and then somebody would Zoom bomb them. And this one guy was doing it. I was howling. He's basically had taken a video from somewhere on the internet. I don't know what the video was from. It was from, like, I would say not like a porn site, but it was a creepy man sitting in a bath.
Okay.
Right? Creepy man sitting in the bath. And he would just sit up in the bath, start washing his arms, mm-hmm. and then he'd like lie down in the bath. But when he lied down in the bath, he was like completely naked. So you could see on the screen, was naked. Then he'd sit back up and he'd like had this drink of like love juice or something was called. So he'd drink out the drink. And then it was just like, it was like a boomerang. So it just kept going on loop. So whoever would Zoom into this, it was actually like a spiritual healing course. And there was these people talking about meditation and healing.
Oh my God.
So he would come on the screen and they were like, oh, hi, Philip. Thank you for joining us. I think his name was Philip, whatever. Come on.
Yeah.
Philip Wright or something. And he'd be like, she'd be like, oh, Philip, that's not appropriate. He'd be in the bath.
Oh my God, literally.
And then she'd be like, excuse me, could you turn off your camera, please? Turn off your camera. And the guy was doing a voiceover to the video, but the man wasn't talking in it. He goes, I'm just having a little bath. I hope you don't mind. I'm in the bath. I'm just having a little drink now. He's like, oh, sorry. My camera's off now. And she goes, thank you. And he turned it off. And then he turned it back on and it would be exactly the same again. But I nearly lost my life, like, howling. So I went on, I fell down this TikTok hole of just Zoom bombers. And it's just so many funny, like, people just, like, gay crashing these funny, like, L1 meetings and all. And, like, you know, saying something really aggressive, but then blaming someone who had their camera off. It was Margaret. And then this Margaret would get kicked out of the chat.
Oh, my God. I'm going to sound really old here. Is that just searching a TikTok hashtag and then you just keep finding new TikToks? Or how does that happen?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just searching the search bar, and then I was searching on YouTube as well. The YouTube ones aren't so fun, though, because they're a bit more kind of PG, whereas TikTok, they kind of do a bit more, like...
Can you get your nips
like
out?
Cheeky ones.
Can TikTokers be, like, a bit naked? I don't think so, no.
I don't know. No, you couldn't see anything in TikTok. I think you just get away with a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
There's a girl I follow on... Actually, I don't follow her, but I keep seeing her. She's called Chelsea Lee Art. Have you seen her
no.
on TikTok? Chelsea Lee Art, and she's like, she's always like, so famous, darling. Everybody wants to be me, darling. And she's just wacko. Check her out. She's mental. She's so annoying. She's always in restaurants trying to ask, can she move table because she's famous. Chelsea Lee Art. I actually don't know if it's a parody account or if it's actually just some real crazy woman, but I'm obsessed.
I love all that shit. Love it. Come here. I was just reading about Britney Spears. So, like, her book apparently is finished. Now, I'm not sure I believe that. Like, unless she's just been taking meetings with someone. She's clearly not writing it. Yes?
No. No. She said she was going to write it on an old style typewriter because that's what she liked to do. I'm just sick of this now, beating around the bush. She's mad as a box of cocks.
Do you think?
She is mad as a box. Yes, she is absolutely crackers. Like, yes, she is. She was in that awful conservatorship, which is awful. I'm all for her being free, but she is mental. Like,
I
do not think so.
I think she's just been like set back in how she's been managed, I suppose, after the last 10 years.
She talks like a child. Like, she says crazy things. Like, it's like she's, I don't know. I just don't think she's actually like the full chillin'.
Well, she obviously was highly medicated during all that time. And I'd say a lot of it was against her will as well. So God knows what way.
But don't be playing the like devil's advocate here. Like, you have to see it the way she's behaving like now. Yeah. She's not behaving like a sane of mind kind of person.
Well, so, I don't mind all the nudie bits. I'm like, there's so many people on the internet, you know, showing off.
No, I don't mind that either. I don't mind that. I just mean, like, it just, everything just feels a bit manic. Mm. It's just like, I don't know. I think maybe people are just expecting her to be a certain way and she's just not, she just is the way she is.
Right. Yeah. Well, the book apparently is done and there's a delay in it now because they're saying that there's a paper shortage. There's an actual paper shortage. So the publishers wouldn't be able to print enough copies to meet the demand. Which, again, I mean, who writes this stuff? Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's not worth good. The paper that it's even printed on. And what's the story with this new song with Elton John as well? What, Tiny Dancer?
I would be into that. I think that, like, I actually love Britney. I love her music. I think she's super talented. I enjoy that. That's the part of Britney I like. But I don't think I'm enjoying this kind of random chit-chat where I like butterflies and I like this and I'm like, I don't want to know about that.
Well, you know, you would be reading the book, though.
I won't be reading the book, no. I'll actually just probably just wait for an interview and see that. Or I'll just get Heather MacDonald, will probably just talk about her podcast and just she'll say it. So I won't be reading it. I've no, and if, especially if she's writing it the way she's writing those Instagram bios, I don't ever want to read anything that she has to say. Like, seriously, like, and every time I just see, because it's so long, anyone with like a long caption, I'm like, scroll, like, no, yeah. That's just like nuts.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're lucky to see Anthony Moore on Instagram by any friend that you even follow. Half of my feed now is just suggested posts that I have no interest in seeing.
I know, and it's like sometimes you're flicking through and you're like, hang on a second, why am I seeing this? Yeah. Like, and then it said to the other day, why are you seeing this? And I, because it was a picture of a guy with a woman and she was there with a newborn baby. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why am I seeing this? Mm-hmm. Like, happy family with a newborn baby? Like, this is not my, and I was like, I don't know either of those people. So I went on and it was because I'd clicked like on some GA player and he was another GA player celebrating the birth of his newborn son or baby or whatever it was. And I was like, no, block, gone. Don't want to see any more from that person. No, thank you. Happy families, be gone. Like, no, thanks.
I always forget that you're you've such a keen interest in GAA sports. And that's why
I do.
That's why you're following and liking.
I have a keen interest in GAA players, not their families, and happy ever afters. No, thank you. Mm-hmm. The only happy endings I'll be giving them won't be on fucking Instagram, I can tell you.
Oh my God. Come here. So obviously we've got the bus tour coming up. What else is happening? Because I'm just back off that tour with the main event, which I like. It's like, that's a perfect example of Instagram. You hadn't a clue who was even on that tour. We were talking yesterday and she was like, I didn't even know like Bianca was on it and such was on it. It was quite hectic. There was two double-decker buses and about 1, 2, 3, maybe 18.
So tell us who was on the tour.
So there was Bianca. Adore was supposed to be there, but she got stuck in Atlanta and then wasn't able to make it. I actually can't remember what her caption was, but it's on her Instagram. So she didn't make it in the end. Courtney was there. She'd flown in from Australia. And then Willem, Alaska. We had Blue, Bag of Chips, Davina DeCampo. And I mean, I don't think you even know the girls' names from season 3 of Drag Race UK, but there was 4 girls from Drag Race UK, which is Vanity, River, Ella, and Charita. Actually, you know Charita because you hosted Charita while she was in Dublin.
Yeah.
So, and then there was some of the queens from Liverpool. There was Shania Payne, R Debs, which I love her drag name. Her drag name is R Debs. That's it.
Lovely.
Simple. There was Richard Energy, a drag king from London, and Dee Delicious from London as well. Honestly, we had the best crack. Now, we did spend 2 days in the basement rehearsing a routine that someone who doesn't normally rehearse with drag queens was choreographing. So I turned into, you know, that moment where you're like, ah, hold on now. This can be simpler. This doesn't need be... and bless her, Tori did go straight away. Yeah, no problem. Let's make it easier on you. But it was so much fun. Like in London, there was like 5,000 people. In Manchester, there was like 3,500 people.
Can I ask? Now, like I know, like say, like the likes of like Bianca is really busy and she's always touring around. Like, well, a lot of those queens, like, what are they doing when they're not doing those shows?
I mean, like Willem has his own makeup company and they have their podcast.
Yeah. No, I know that. Like, I know that the ones have been.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
For ages, but what do they do like when they're not touring? They're just sitting at home.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's an awful lot of work.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I'm from what I can see, Davina DeCampo has been on about 4 tours back to back. She did a play, she did her solo tour, she did a group tour, and then this tour. Blue seems to do a ton of social media stuff with different companies, as well as having her own makeup line with what they call Be Perfect. And Bagga seems to never take a day off. Swear to God, we got to London on the Saturday and I was coming into the venue at lunchtime and Bagga was on her way out to do a brunch around the corner in London before coming back. This is the funniest thing though. She was playing to 5,000 people in the venue that night but was off to do like a brunch in a restaurant during the day.
That's what I mean though. It's like, that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about, that feels like it's a bit more real because it's like actually like that feels like a real drag queen working.
Yeah, totally.
Whereas like that's the reality of actually doing drag. It's like, whereas if you're just waiting on a tour, like those tours don't happen
all the time. No, not at all. Not all. Like, and I suppose like those are the opportunities that like come your way after Drag Race change. In so many ways. Like, Blue's done a TV show. Actually, 2 TV shows now. She did, a Strictly Come Dancing after show. And then some show called, like, Stitch Please. Which, hands up, I have not watched it. I didn't watch it.
Never even heard of it.
I think it was on BBC Three, and I don't have BBC Three, so... Yeah.
Even if I had, I probably wouldn't watch it. But anyway, just being real.
We can't even get to watch Drag Race anymore, which, by the way, the winter season has just finished and Jinx Monsoon won. It was kind of epic. And, you know, Vivian from Liverpool fucking killed it. Like, it's no mean feat to get together 12 episodes and probably about 40 grand's worth of costumes. Like, fair play to anyone who can get that together.
Yeah,
mad.
No, fair. I think they all put in so much work, but it has to be on the wind down now. Like, it can't just keep going the way it's going. It has to be.
I mean, they're still filming seasons all the time.
But you can tell that even the appetite for it isn't as strong as it was. You can feel that. And me as a non-watcher, I can sense that, because even the way people are talking about it, people are a bit more meh about it. Whereas people, we used to be really buzzed talking about it. And people be like, don't spoil it for me, don't ruin it for me. And now people are like, eh.
Yeah.
I can feel the energy decreasing.
Yeah, I think it's changed hugely in the UK. Like, the audience is, like, definitely a lot straighter, I think, potentially.
Definitely.
Whereas
definitely.
Here, it still seems, like, somewhat pretty mixed in that audience. But, like, it's like anything. Like, America's Next Top Model had, what, like, 22 seasons? And then and then went away and then came back for a bit.
What I'm just kind of curious about is, like, you know, because towards the end of Top Model, people just weren't watching. And I loved Top Model at the start. And it was like, I wonder, you kind of almost got sick of it. Where it was just like, oh, eye roll. Whereas now I'm wondering, will people get like that with drag because she's hammering it into the ground? That's the part I'm concerned about.
Yeah. Do you mean like day-to-day drag?
Yeah. Like actually like real life drag.
Yeah.
As opposed to, we see, I don't know, maybe because real life drag isn't that drag, I suppose. So it's not.
And especially in Dublin, like, you know, not every scene in the UK even has a cabaret scene like we do. Like, our cabaret is six nights a week in Dublin. And there's cities like Manchester has an amount of cabaret, but nowhere near as much as we do when our city's tiny. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
It's a lot of DJing, huge amount of DJing going on.
Yeah, and long DJ shifts.
Long. like the girls work really hard. Long. But like, it's also the girls over there that are packing the venues. Like, people are going to see them still, which I love. Like, and I don't mean the names of the TV show. I mean the girls that have like put 10 years work in. It's still the same. You have to fucking graft away. I hate DJing. Can I just say I hate DJing? Do you actually enjoy it?
I enjoy it at times. I enjoyed it definitely before the pandemic. I enjoyed it more. I think people's musical tastes have changed, and I think the crowd has changed at times, but I don't know. Sometimes I love it and sometimes I don't.
Okay.
Just being straight up. So I wouldn't, sometimes I'm really into it and sometimes I'm not, but I think it depends on the crowd who's there.
I mean, the George.
One thing I will say is, yeah, one thing I will say is I hate people doing that thing with their screen, you know, like holding an artist up, requesting from the stage. And if a song is a hit and it's in the top 10, I'll play it.
Yeah.
Or in the top 20 or in the top 100. But I'm not going to alienate a whole group of people by playing something that a lot of people don't know what it is.
Completely.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I couldn't. I think it was the request part that I didn't like the most, because I was like, no, like, I'm here to play music, I'll pick the music. I didn't want requests, so that didn't suit me at all.
Yeah, and sometimes if in the right venue, requests actually work, but like, certain people would request like K-pop or some Latin music or whatever, or songs that like I wouldn't even ever heard of. They're so niche.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So it's like, so how are you expecting? Like, I don't know, because you can feel like if you played something that people didn't know, they leave the dance floor and then it kills the buzz. So you're kind of taking a gamble. So you have to really read the room. So if that's not going to fly, then you can't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's the hard thing. And then if you lose them off the dance floor, it's hard to get them back on.
Yeah. Come here. Love Island is done, girl. And I didn't see any of it, but the whole of the internet was talking about it. Did you end up watching it?
No, I did not. Like, no, I couldn't. Like, I've never watched an episode of Love Island ever. I don't even know what the premise is. I just know some of the people are gorgeous on it. And that's, even at that, it kind of turns me off because I just find it boring, the concept.
Yeah. Like, I love reality TV. I'll watch it. And I did watch a bit of Love Island one year. I got sucked into it. But, like, you're giving up so much of your life to watch something that's, like, six nights a week. However, Big Brother's also coming back. And I know I will watch that.
Do you know as well, sorry, I have to say about Love Island, I realised, because I was watching those people that were like commenting about it, and there's something just super hyper straight about it, that it's like, it's very alienating to me, because I'm like, I don't really care about those people getting together. It just doesn't speak to me.
Yeah. Like, and where were the gays? Like, you know,
where is the diversity in that show?
In any way,
it's not relatable. Well, it is relatable to like to the Huns. Mm. It's very relatable to the Huns that are having arguments with their fellas over who didn't pick them up after work, or you know, like that fella's cheating with me with the hairdresser next door. Like, it's relatable to that kind of person. It's not relatable to a lot of people.
No.
And where's the diversity? They make sure that there's so much diversity in so many other shows. Where's the diversity in that?
Yeah, it's so true. Zero. There's none. And like, also, it's not realistic. Like, there's a whole wardrobe there. I think this year was sponsored by eBay, and eBay were just sending in bucket loads of clothes so that they could pick clothes. Because obviously, like, it's so built upon the, like, you're looking gorgeous every day. Like, the pressure to look
gorgeous. Which is
not
ridiculous, which is not reality as well. Like, so... Yeah, like, and they could definitely do something that was just a bit more interesting with that concept. Like, somebody was even joking today on TV saying they should do, like, a middle-aged Love Island where people are, like, not fit and, like, literally just, you know, not this kind of cookie-cutter, like, filler face. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a bit, like, I don't know, but I'm excited for Big Brother. I hope that is good when it comes out, because Big Brother was so fab when it first came out.
So good. I would love... I mean, I hope they... I don't want to see Emma Willis back. I did not like her at all. She was not right for the show. I don't want to see Rylan...
They need to bring Davina back.
I think so too. Yeah. I don't want to see Rylan there either, to be honest. I loved when Brian did it. I don't even think he would go back. Maybe he would he?
No. I think they need to go back to basics, I think. But I don't know if Davina would do it, but I think it would be amazing. But they seem to use the same people for the same things all the time.
Yeah.
Laura Whitmore, not her either. No. Like, no way.
No. Like, I have to say, like, not to skip from topic to topic, but Love Island, every time it's mentioned, I'm like, it feels so strange to me that, like, Caroline Flack is just gone, do you know, that kind of way. And, like, I don't know how much they, like, it feels like that was her baby, like, Love Island was her baby. It's hard not to speak about Big Brother without thinking of Davina McCall. Similarly, it's hard to, like, speak about Love Island without thinking of Caroline Flack. And, oh, like, it's just so awful. But they, like, the show just kept turning and kept moving. And yes, they acknowledged it, but, like, I don't know, it just still feels very strange. But
Speaking of shows as well, Neighbours is coming to an end after, like, a million years.
Yeah.
Which is, did you watch the last episode?
No, was it out?
It's out, yeah. It was aired in Australia last week, and it's been on YouTube and everything. And, like, I haven't watched Neighbours in years, but, like, when I was a kid and growing up, like, you know, even in primary school, whatever, like, it was always on. And I don't know why, it was just like, did you watch it as a kid?
Oh, religiously, every single day.
I think a lot of people, like, are, you know, Arald. 29 and under.
Arald!
Yeah. There was people felt real connected to it. And then all the stars that came over, it was kind of exciting. But the reunion was good. And it was like the Kylie and Jason went back, and Guy Pearce was in it. And, like, you forget Margot Robbie came from Neighbours. Like, so many amazing. Yeah. So many amazing people came from Neighbours. Delta Goodrem, Craig McLaughlin. Of course, Madge.
She's still alive.
She is still alive, yeah, but she died in Neighbours.
Oh.
But there's so many people that, like, even just if you watch it, you're like, they kind of do flashbacks and you remember all those people. It kind of just brings you back to, like, your childhood. It's quite good. So it's actually on TV tonight at, like, 6 o'clock.
Oh, I must watch it.
No, check it out.
Twins back.
They were back, but they're not in the finale, but they were back.
So is Kylie in the finale?
She's in the finale, yeah. It's so funny because, I won't kind of ruin it, but... It's like, she obviously didn't have time to, like, learn any lines. So all she acts by not speaking. I don't know if that's a deliberate thing. So it's like, she'll look over and she'll point at something and Jason will, like, Charlene. And then she, like, run off real mischievous. It's like, is she not allowed to speak? Does she not know her lines? Or then she might just say, Harold! And she'd give him a hug. Like, that's also, all she had was, like, she'd say someone's name, she'd nod, she'd give a cheeky look. I was like, is that just because they weren't paying her to speak? Yeah. I don't know what you reckon.
I don't know. Maybe she didn't have time. I mean, I'd say it was shot a couple of months back, like, already. So, it's iconic to see her
funny
back.
Though.
Because some of the gays probably don't even know that she was in Neighbours. Do you know what I mean?
No. And Jason Donovan speaks so much. Like, he talks way more than a person would in real life. Like, it's funny. Go watch it.
Does he sing, I close my eyes?
No, thank God. Thank God. Jesus Christ. You that fucking musical.
It does feel like soaps are, like, kind of done. Do you know what I mean? I feel like Neighbours is gone. What's going to be next? Because they're not cheap to make. Like, are we going to see... I mean, EastEnders is probably fine because of the BBC. But, like... you know, Corrie, Emmerdale, Hollyoaks.
But, like, they still get massive ratings. Like, they still have the soap awards. Like, definitely there's still money there. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, older people love the soaps. So, mm-hmm. there's still money coming in. So, I reckon they're still safe. But I do think the way people are watching TV is changing. So, who knows what's around the corner.
Off you. Okay, so, Jessie Wallace, if you're listening, because we know you love listening in, your job's still safe for a bit longer.
For now. Right, should we take a break and come back with our rotters?
Yeah, let's do it. We'll be back right after this little jingle.
Rotter of the week on Petty Little Things.
And we're back with rotters of the week. We are back with rotters of the week, and I'm sure you have a lot of rotters because you've been traveling now as well. Have you been thinking about your rotters?
I do.
You always get a good rotter when you're through an airport.
I do. No, like, actually, yesterday was great when I was in Manchester Airport. You know when there's a guy in power, like, it doesn't matter what power they have. I'd only paid for one bag. I was checking in three. And I have the queue skip thing with Aer Lingus, so I got to skip past about 200 people queuing to drop their bags. And they're all, it's like you can feel how fuming they are when you just struck past them all and they're still stuck in the queue. But he looked after me, checked in all my bags for me, and then he wrote on my ticket, fast track for security. And I got to skip security as well. And I didn't even know that was a thing. It's not a thing. I think he was just like, you know, you go in. He probably saw my big bag of wigs. But my first rotter is quite simple.
Yeah.
This one I actually have for a few months and I haven't used it yet. But it's when there's a drag queen on stage and there's other drag queens watching at the same time and they start performing from the side of the stage. It gives me the ick. Like, it gives me it makes me uncomfortable. I'm like, because it actually is pulling focus from the stage also, and the person is on stage doing that number. But I'm like, No. And I do know that, like, myself, when I'm standing side stage, sometimes it's hard not to sing along if you really like the song.
Yeah.
But I'm very aware to just, you know, like, lightly sing to myself. And, like, but, like, I have seen over the years people full out perform at the side of the stage. And I'm like,
I've definitely done that.
Have you?
Yeah, definitely. Like, but only if it's actually. I'm of the mind frame of, if someone's gonna pull focus from you, you deserve the focus robbed.
You're a bitch.
That's where I'm at.
You are a bitch.
That's where I'm at. If you can't keep focus, then why are you on the stage? That's what I'm thinking.
You're a bitch.
No,
there is
the truth. Like, if they're looking at someone that's not on the stage and not looking at you, then you would have a good sit down and chat with yourself.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Just let the person on stage have their 3.5 minutes to 5 minutes that they're on. It's not that hard. You're going to be on soon, hon. It's okay. And you should know better. The amount of shows you've done over the years, you've had many time on stage.
It's only if it's a song that I love, which is very rare, let's be real.
Go on, what's your first?
My first is actually people who put up an Instagram story and are like, you know, saying, oh, new post, new photo, whatever. But then when you're like, oh, and you go to, like, just skip to the next story, but it keeps bringing you back to a link. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like they've tagged someone in when you're trying to tap the side, mm-hmm. and it's like, it just keeps bringing you back to this profile. Mm-hmm. Drives me nuts.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm trying to skip you, so I'll just end up skipping the whole person's story.
Me too.
I'm like,
me too.
Because you can't avoid. It's like, how have they put that right at the edge where there's no escape?
Yeah.
There's no escape in that one crappy story. Yeah. It's like, and it's always a shit story. It's always something that's like really uninteresting, or like, you know, someone standing, you know, in a fashion pose or whatever, and you're like, skip, skip, skip. And there's like, that photo is angled in a way where you can't skip it.
Honestly, that's it. Like, from now on, when we announce stuff, I'm doing that. I'm putting it right in the corner. No one can skip it. And they go, I'm like, you're going to look at this post right now, whether you like it or not. But it does rot me too. I've been trying to skip. And then you just end up going, well, now I can't look at any of your story.
I'm just going to skip your whole story. So that really annoys me. It's something really simple, but it's just, it's a big one for me. What else has been rotting you?
This is kind of a silly one, but I have written down that what kind of rots me is when people write, I was today years old when I found out such and such. I'm like, You were today years old when you found out that the green bin was for recycling. Do you know what I mean? Nobody cares.
No, I agree. That's ridiculous. And it's real, like, people that have just heard that saying and then they're going to start using it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like, doesn't feel authentic at all.
No. No. And it's like everyone trying to be like, you know, like, write this beautifully crafted social media caption to be like, oh my God, I can't believe that. You're so gas. You're so hilarious. Wow. No, you're not.
No, it's very basic.
Oh, it is.
Very basic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and my last rider is, again, this is just a personal. This is like, do you know if you go, if you're in a bathroom, mm-hmm, or, I've seen this actually, I was in someone's bathroom the other day, and that's what triggered it to me, is someone who does not change the toilet roll. Like, if the toilet roll is empty,
okay,
and they like, they leave the empty toilet roll there, but start a new toilet roll, but just like put it on top,
okay,
or just don't actually just change the toilet roll,
okay,
and just take it away.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So that's one thing, right? And the other part of it is, if like you run out of soap or there's no soap in like a soap dispenser,
mm-hmm,
fill it.
Yeah,
fill it. Now, in particular, that dressing room in the George that we have, that's been out of soap for a long time. And I'm like, I literally have like my own little soap. And I'm like, I'm not leaving that fucking soap there.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, because everyone would be fucking using it. So the other day I went in and there was a full bottle of soap in there. So I was like, that thing has been empty for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and it's especially with COVID. It's like, hello, people are supposed to be washing their hands. Like, sanitizer everywhere, please.
Can we just be real though? Like, how many hand sanitizers are you going around right now? And you're going for a little quick pump? Because I'm still in that habit. I really now do enjoy a quick hand sunny when there's some there. And they're all empty now. They're all empty. It's like, no, guys.
Because people just aren't. They're like,
people are still getting COVID.
COVID is still real.
Yes.
Yeah.
I personally want it myself. Thanks very much. So where's the hand sanitizer?
And also, it's just good to be like, especially with like monkeypox and things around, it's like, it's good to be just maybe using a little bit of hand sanitizer. You don't know what you're touching off. Don't know what's going on. So it's good to be on top of things.
Girl,
do you know what I mean?
The monkeypox is no joke. Like, people are dying. I just literally,
I know.
GCN put up a post today about the first deaths recorded for monkeypox. Like, I mean, I didn't...
In Ireland?
No. Like, for hands up, I did not click into it and read the full thing, so I can't really, you know, discuss it. But okay. I was like, wow, I didn't know it was that serious. So, like, yeah. Like, whatever you're doing out there, if you're rubbing bums with someone or whatever you're rubbing against each other, like, be, you know, a little bit careful right now. That and the fact that you're isolating for 3 weeks to four.
Anything with pox in the name just does not do it for me. I'm sorry. I'm just not here for anything with, whether it's chicken, small, monkey, I don't care. Or ginger, I don't know.
Ginger. Okay, let's finish on something that was actually sent to us just as we were taking a little break for Pride Month. It's a story that was sent in by one of our listeners. I'm not going to say their name. The subject was ultimate petty cheating boyfriend revenge story for the pod.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I love this.
Now, hi ladies. I have a feeling you will both enjoy this petty revenge I did on my cheating ex-boyfriend. He was an air steward and I a makeup artist. Talk about a stereotypical gay couple. We were dating over 2 years and lived...
I'm just thinking, I literally was like, I think I know these.
We were dating over 2 years and lived together in, I won't say where. He really lived up to the stories of air stewards playing around. First time I got the feeling he was cheating on me, I knew I had to get into his phone. But it was always face down. In brackets, red flag. Now, do you think that's a red flag, by the way?
Yes, I do. I do think that's a red flag.
Out of habit, I always put my phone upside down. And not just that, because like sometimes you send me very salacious messages. And
oh, I know. My phone is always face down, mainly like its owner.
Love it. Okay. And then, okay, to continue on the story. And I could never see him put his PIN code in it, so I had to think outside the box. We were on holidays, and I remember him saying he uses the same code for all the hotel room safes when he's working. So I told him to put our passports and other things into the safe, and I watched like a hawk. Boom! boom, I had it. And when he was asleep, I took his phone, locked myself in the bathroom, and read all the things he was saying and doing.
Can I just say, I am glued to this story. Like, I am here, like, salivating. Okay, so continue. Slower. I really need to digest this.
Okay, no problem. Boom, I had it. And when he was asleep, I took his phone, locked myself in the bathroom, and read all the things he was saying and doing with another guy. And then capital letters, prick. I didn't sleep a wink. I confronted him in the morning and got really upset. But after 4 hours of back and forth and 8 cans of beer later, which, by the way, very relatable. You know, sometimes a gal needs a little drink to take the edge off. I forgave him and believed he was so sorry. The relationship was never going to be the same, but I was madly in love. Few months passed and I got the feeling again and went snooping. Once again, he was cheating. Capital letters, ultimate prick. Okay. Then the revenge plan started. He was working on a long stay trip to Australia. So I have a total of 9 days to pack my things and anything of his that I liked, find a new place, and I was lucky a new Irish girl had started in work and had a spare room that I could live in, we won't say the name of the place. Perfect. Okay. So with the pure rage, and now these are numbered bullet points, okay? Ready? 1. I smashed his new iPhone that he hadn't set up yet and put it back in the box.
Love it. Genius.
Okay, 2. I cut all the right sleeves off his hanging clothes in the wardrobe and hang the cut part inwards so he wouldn't notice till he took them all out.
Brilliant.
Oh my God, this is the best story ever. 3. Cut the lining of the bottom of the bed and put the opened can of tuna in it and glued it shut. Oh
my God. Always a favorite. God. Always a favorite.
4. Sandpapered his CDs and put them back.
I've done that one.
Have you really?
I've done that one.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then I was just about to leave and my friend Lisa called me. Oh, maybe I should have said the name. It's fine. There's loads of Lisas in the world. And asked when the ex-boyfriend arrives back from his trip. And I said, late at night in a few days. Okay, sorry. Lisa said, late at night in a few days. So she said, leave him with nothing. Take the light bulb out so that when he gets home, he is left in darkness and will slowly discover all the things you did. Evil genius.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant. And then they said, no regrets, fuck him. Oh, wait. And they said, no anonymous needed. Happy I did it. P.S. Love the pod. Many thanks, Quaylon.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Quaylon, I want to know what happened next. Yeah. I need, like, a part two. I want to know, like, what was his reaction? What did he do? Like, imagine you will be fucking furious.
Yeah.
Like, furious. I need to know part two. I need to know.
I'm sure they will. I'm absolutely sure they will. That is probably the best juicy story we've ever been sent in, and I'm so here for it. Which kind of makes me want to talk about this further on our Patreon, but maybe we will. Anyway, that is the end of our episode. Thank you all.
Oh, we will. I'll tell you about some of the mad stuff that that I've had happen to me and that I've got involved with.
Love it.
In the same vein. Let's talk about that over there.
Yeah, love it. Okay, in the meantime, shout out to our Patreon person of the episode. It is the lovely Stacey McPartlin, who has joined at our top tier. Thank you for supporting us. If you would like to support us, plus access a whole other layer of amazing stuff that is only available over there, you can do so on Petty Little Things. On patreon.com/PettyLittleThingsPod.
Stacey, we love you. Gene Slater. That was Gene Slater. Okay, thanks, guys. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time. And until then,
stay.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.